App 1800 is a 30-minute interview with the person of interest in the Boone area. Today I'm interviewing Dr. Chris Hogan, Director and Chief Psychologist at the Counseling Center at App State. I'm Eris Sodermilk, Assistant News Director at WASU-FM, The App. This is App 1800. A trigger warning for listeners, this interview mentions suicide. This is Dr. Christopher Hogan with the Counseling Center. If you'd like to introduce yourself.
Yeah, hi, thanks, and thanks for having me on today to be able to talk about the Counseling Center. And I am Chris Hogan. I'm a psychologist and I serve as director of the Counseling and Psychological Services Center, which is located in the Miles Annis building, which is the same building as the Junior Post Office. We are on the first floor of that building.
Okay. My first question is, what are some ways that the Counseling Center is being active on campus, whether it's online or maybe some in person?
Sure. We are doing mostly remote work with much of the campus, and we want to try to do our part to help prevent the spread of COVID. But we also know that we want to be active in engaging students and helping students connect with our different services. So our staff have done an amazing job to convert most of our services that we've offered into more of a telemental health format. And so we're able to offer individual counseling and group counseling through our video telemental health practices, and we're able to offer workshops and other services, which I can talk a little bit more about virtually.
Yeah. What are some resources students should know about but don't? Kind of like a hidden gem that the Counseling Center, we should all know about.
Okay. Just one or a few of them?
Yeah, as many as you see fit.
Okay. Well, I guess the first one I'll tell you about is we rolled out last year. It's called Let's Talk. And we've kind of adapted it to something called Let's Teletalk right now. But that is kind of an opportunity for students to drop in, to be able to consult with a counselor. The Let's Talk program was actually developed at Cornell University and really used to engage students who maybe from backgrounds where it's not very common to talk with a counselor. So some of our students from underserved backgrounds or minoritized backgrounds, first-generation college students, for example, are some groups that it may not be as typical to talk with counselors. And so it's a less formal way to engage. And the way Let's Teletalk works is if you were to go to our website, you will see a couple of Zoom links and we have counselors that are available. Students can just drop in. And it's really geared toward helping students maybe just talk about a specific problem that they have. Maybe they're not interested in ongoing counseling, but they just want to maybe get the perspective of an objective person like a counselor, learn what it's like, talk to a counselor, and then make decisions about where they go from there. Also, it's a good place to be able to, we have a lot of students that get concerned about friends, and so they might want to know how to help a friend, and so they can just drop in on that service. And when we are, typically when we're in person, like when we rolled it out last year, we had a couple of rooms in the student union. So in a neutral place, one was on International Hallway, another was another part of the student union where students could just drop in. And so it's a newer service and it's had some good success at other universities. But when you ask what's a hidden gem, I think that that's a good service. And when I've talked with students about it, they've been excited about the possibility, but I think it's because it's new, people don't know as much about it. So that is, I guess, a hidden gem. I'll also talk about two other things. One is our quick access groups. And so those are usually 3 to 4 session groups. And so students, we have groups called Anxiety Toolbox and HEALS and Kind Mind, which I think those are hidden gems because students who are engaged with them really learn some skills and develop some skills. And that's kind of what our group, those quick access groups are made for, is learning some skills in a quick way and also engaging it's a little bit more like a class. So for students who might be maybe a little bit more intimidated about trying to do a group, it's a good entry point to be able to do some of our groups and engage with a few other students.
Those seem really approachable too, really easy to access. The first one you talked about, Teletalk, what are those hours, the school hours that the counselors are available to speak with?
So right now we've got them on for a few hours on 2 different days of the week, on Tuesdays from 2 to 4 and Wednesdays from 1 to 3. And part of that is that we're just getting started with it. And so we want to make sure that students are interested and that it serves students well. And then the hope is that we expand those hours as time goes on, as they get used and as we see that there's maybe more of a need, then we'll hopefully expand those hours as well.
That sounds like a great tool, especially like you said, for people who don't know how to approach a situation or just have never been in a situation where counseling was an option or something that was embraced. So my next question is, does the counseling center offer group therapy as well as one-on-one sessions?
So yes, and I'll tell you, maybe I'll start by telling you how a student can get started with our services, because I think that might be the entry point for a lot of options. And so we have what we call our initial consultation. And right now, if students call, they could schedule an initial consultation. We're getting students in sometimes on the same day or the very next day. And or if their schedule, they want to schedule out, we can do that too. And so that is a relatively short meeting, about 20 minutes with a counselor, for us to talk a little bit more about the student's concerns and what their different needs are, and then we'll talk with them about the best options that match up with what they want, with what they need. And so that could be getting them connected with individual counseling, with group counseling. Some students may be interested in connecting more long-term with a counselor in the community, so we have referral coordination, and so a variety of different services like that, other resources on campus that students might not be aware of, but that could be really helpful. And so we start with the initial consultation. You ask about individual counseling, so from that point, if a student is going to get connected with individual counseling, that initial consultation counselor will tell them about the next steps, and we'll get them scheduled for individual counseling, which we are doing by Zoom telehealth, which we've worked closely with ITS from the university, and they've been awesome with building that in for several departments at the university, so which is a secure form of Zoom. And so that's what we use for individual counseling as well as group counseling with students. And I talked a little bit about our quick access groups. And so I can tell you, I mentioned that we've got the Anxiety Toolbox, the HEALS group, which is Healthy Emotions and Life Skills, the Kind Mind group. There's a lot of good research around self-compassion and mindfulness. And so the Kind Mind builds on that and incorporates self-compassion and mindfulness for that. And so those are three of our quick access groups. And then other groups that we have groups that are called Understanding Self and Others, which are appropriate for any kind of concern that a student might have. And those are more ongoing groups. And so usually about 6 to 8 students, maybe 10 students, with 1 or 2 counselors. It's the same people each week. And so students really get a chance to know others in the group and have a chance to build support and be able to talk about a lot of mutual concerns. What's awesome about our Understanding Self and Others group and some other groups as well is that we find that there are students in the group that have already navigated certain concerns. And so they could be really helpful to others in the group in terms of being able to share some of what they've learned over time. We also have a connections group for students who are from diverse identities and cultures and backgrounds. And it's a place for them to share and connect in a supportive and empowering space. So our connections group, and that is facilitated by Gayatri Titus, who is our counselor, and she also serves as coordinator of our multicultural services for the counseling center. We have a food mood group for students that are experiencing eating concerns, and we also have an LGBTQ+ group for students as well, a place to be able to talk and gain support from others. So those are our counseling center that typically has a pretty robust group program, and our students, App State students, take advantage of groups pretty well. So it's a good space. We've converted a lot of that over to telehealth.
I think group therapy can be a lot not so intimidating. And plus, with students who have experienced similar things, can really gain some insight from each other. Seemed like y'all hit pretty much every unit that you, like every student that needs attention. So I think that's great. What are some other precautions y'all have been taking other than Zoom to maintain safety, privacy on Zoom, stuff like that, on camera, I guess?
On camera, how do we maintain privacy on camera? We talk with students about privacy around having telemental health appointments, and there's precautions that we take as counselors just to make sure that we are in private spaces and our doors are closed and we're aware of our environment. And we encourage students to do the same, we talk with them about asking them, do they have a private place to be able to talk with a counselor? And many students do have private places. Part of why we do the initial consultations by phone is because we also know that a lot of students don't necessarily have a very private place, or they haven't figured that out yet. And so a lot of times the phone can be an easier place. Students can maybe step outside, or they can maybe talk from a car or in their apartment building parking lot. We talked with students in lots of different places. And then we talked with them about a plan to be able to have a private space. And there may be students that still don't. They may not have a real private place, and we can talk with them. We have a few options close to the counseling center where we can help students access a private space with Wi-Fi to be able to connect to the counseling center.
Internet is definitely another struggle for me when online classes first started. Back home, I live on a farm, so middle of nowhere, internet isn't great. So that's just something I never really thought about, but it's definitely something to really think about in terms of meeting online, how availability is, stuff like that. How confident are you in the counseling center's abilities to be present for students even in an online setting?
Well, there's one of the nice things. We had never done telemental health before, but there have been places that have engaged in telemental health, the VA, for example, and private practitioners. And so there's been some good research around telemental health. And so when we made that transition back in March, there was some good research and that we were able to draw on. And there's good efficacy. In other words, people benefit from counseling, virtual counseling.
How is the counseling center providing a safe space for students at this time? What do you think?
Can you clarify that question just a little bit? A safe place in what sense?
A place even now, and I mean, everyone's been saying in these unique times, do you feel like you've received good feedback so far with purely online?
Students have been very appreciative of being able to connect with counselors. One of the things, the questions that we ask students when they fill out some background information for the counseling center, there's a question that asks, what are some of the impacts of COVID-19? And students can check a variety of things that apply to them. And two of the highest rated ones that students check is isolation and loneliness. And so we know that, and these are students that are obviously coming to the counseling center, so it doesn't apply. It may or may not apply broadly across students, but we know that that's a challenge. And so, and our students are saying that when they come into the counseling center, when they connect with us. And so for us to provide a place of connection, whether that's with an individual counselor, whether it's in a group or trying to help students connect as part of a group where they could really, a small group where they can talk about concerns together and build support and connection with each other, or helping students connect with other resources on campus. There's a lot that's going on campus across departments, and they've made adaptations. And so sometimes students might not be aware of some of the great things that are happening with UREC or Career Services or some of the other resources on campus. So we try to help them connect with some of those. So connection is really an important part. And that's something that students are saying has been a challenge for them, is the connection.
Would you say the counseling center has more people now since COVID, or pretty much the same?
You know, it's interesting because the pattern for this fall has been different than what's typical. And I can say that normally, I guess, you know, for the past 10 years, we have a really big surge of students at the very beginning of the semester, and it stays pretty high. And so, in other words, a lot of students come in the day before classes, the first day of classes, that first week. We have an enormous number of students, and it didn't exactly happen like that, but it's been, so that pattern changed. But I think part of that was students figuring out what's available across campus and what their needs were going to be. So that may have taken a little bit more time, but we are definitely very busy. We have a lot of students each week but contacting us, getting connected with initial consultations and getting connected with different services for our counseling center. So we are busy. I can say that, you know, the students, we track sort of what the top concerns are that students present with. And it's pretty similar this year to past years, but anxiety, stress is the last several years been the top reason that students come to the counseling center. Depression or sadness, depression related symptom, and then relationship concerns. And that's a concern, might be relationships with significant others, with family members, with roommates, with friends. So that's a highly rated reason why students come to the counseling center. And all of those factors are still at play and reasons that students are coming in this year as well.
Could you tell me more about, I didn't even know this, couples and family counseling. I did not even know that was available. I think that's really cool.
Yeah, well, we recognize, you know, as I mentioned, relationship concerns is one of the top reasons that students come to the counseling center. And we know that difficulties in relationships can create a lot of stress and can impact a person's functioning. And it could impact their functioning at school. And so, and we know, too, that significant relationships or relationships with significant others are a part of that. And so for some students, to be able to do some couples therapy could really be helpful to help them overcome some of the challenges in the relationship, reduce some of the other stressors in their life, and be able to function well in school and in other relationships. So if one of the students is an Appalachian State student, then they would be eligible for couples counseling. So nice thing that we've been able to offer as well. So sometimes we have students that they may have a partner who's not an App State student, but they would still be eligible for some couples counseling.
Are there any workshops you would recommend right now, I guess, pertaining to this time period?
Any workshops that we are doing?
Or just like you would recommend that could be like really resourceful right now?
Yeah, we do a lot of outreach and we do a lot of workshops for classes and for student organizations and groups. And so we're happy to still come and join meetings. I know a lot of meetings are obviously taking place by Zoom. So we're happy to join a class or join a club or organization and come and talk. And so I think some of our popular workshops often revolve around anxiety and stress management and talking about coping skills. So those are really pretty popular ones. And then we have what we call our Feeling Good Workshops series. And so in this semester, we have a variety of workshops. One is called Creative Writing for Mental Health, Art for Anxiety. There is Mindfulness, Motion, Commotion. So those are just one-time workshops that students can join in on to learn some new skills.
That's awesome. What are some emergency options for students that need immediate attention?
Yes, I'm glad that you asked that question and happy to talk about our emergency services. I find that sometimes there are students that aren't aware of emergency services. And so if it is during the daytime and the student is in the Boone area, they can call the counseling center. And our number is 828-262-3180. And they can just let our receptionist know that it's an emergency. And what we would categorize as an emergency are things like a recent suicidal thoughts or recent sexual assault or loss of or death of a loved one. Those would be some of the things that we would say that's really important that the person talks with a counselor more urgently. And so during the daytime, our receptionist or office manager can help a person connect with a counselor in the counseling center. After hours, on weekends, on holidays, students can call that same number, our counseling center number, and you will get our voicemail. But on the voicemail, it will tell you to select the option, hit a button to be connected directly with the counselor on call. So that's really an important service for our students, and so they can get connected with the counselor on call. Also, if you go to our website, which is counseling.appstate.edu, we have some updated resources related to emergency resources. We know that some of our students are living in, maybe taking classes and living in other parts of North Carolina. And so there is a link to a website where people can find their local mobile crisis or phone number to be able to talk with somebody locally in their county. And then there is also the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline that students can access as well. And so that is a really good resource because you could be anywhere in the country. And the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is 1-800-273-TALK. And students can access that anywhere as well. So those are, I think, some good resources. One of the things when I talk with students, and I think it's good for all students to know about those resources, because you may think, well, I don't ever need those. And that might be fine. But what we find is that most or a lot of our students at Appalachian State and across the country, really, they may have a friend or a roommate or someone else that they're concerned about. And so to have that resource and let your friend or someone that you're close with know about that resource can be a real big help. When students come to the counseling center, we ask them, how did you hear about us? Who referred you to the counseling center? And the number one referral for App State students are their friends. And so that's really important. It speaks to our students at App State. It speaks to the care that they have for each other and sharing resources. So I think that's really important.
Yes, thank you for that. I think that much appreciated and such valuable information that everybody should know. What are some tools Counseling Center provides for minority students?
Yeah, great. Well, we have actually a new page on our website. We have a menu item on the top of our website, which is Multicultural Resources. And if you were to click on that, We have some resources on our website that are for Black African American students, resources for them and their communities. We have resources for allies, for anti-racist resources. Those are some that are just listed on our website. I mentioned that we have our connections group, which can be for people from underrepresented identities. And we're really happy that we have a relatively new position, Dr. Gayatri Titus, who is our counselor and coordinator of multicultural services at the Counseling Center. And so she does a lot to reach out to groups across campus and help them be aware of our services, understand different needs are, and really coordinate with others at the Counseling Center to make sure that we can meet the needs of students across campus, all of our students.
Particularly with you, what have you been doing to cope with stress? I know it's getting to the point this semester where there's a lot of exams, tests. It's just really hard being all online right now for a lot of students, just experiencing numerous amounts of different feelings. So what have you been doing to cope with stress?
What have I been doing personally?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, for me, I would probably recommend for students as well, but for me, being physically active is really important. And so finding a way, I know even it can be challenging to find ways to get out and exercise, but even a brisk walk for 20 minutes makes a really big difference for people's mood. There's good research around that. So making sure that that we're active. I'll recommend that the UREC app. The other things that I do is, we hear the words social distancing, and I really think that that is mislabeled, and it's good to keep that in mind. Think about physical distancing. We don't want a social distance in terms of disconnect from people. So finding ways to still safely, might be physically distant from somebody, but still be able to connect and have conversations. And so that might be outside. It might be going for a walk with someone where we still keep some distance, but we can talk with them and have conversations. I think that that is a really important way to cope, and something that's important for me. And I think our students also find that to be really important.
Yeah.
And then the other thing is making sure that there's structure to the day. And I think that is, we talk to a lot of students at the Counseling Center where you can take classes, they may be asynchronous classes, that there's flexible time. And so I think that sometimes could be a challenge. So really trying to take a look at your day and planning the day out a little bit, even though you might have flexibility, but trying to stick to somewhat of a schedule or a routine. A routine is really important. And so taking a look at that and making sure that with as much technology as we're all using, making sure that we take breaks, that is really, really important to stand up. I know for me personally, I could sit sometimes for 3 hours with Zoom meetings. And so I have to just really remind myself, I need to get up and step away from the computer. And, even if it's getting outside for a few minutes to walk in between, I think that that can be really helpful.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. Exercise is definitely a great benefit for me as well. And I think your point with social distancing versus physical distancing is so important because we're not socially distant. We're constantly on social media interacting all day, despite physical distancing, which I think should actually be, that's a much more approachable term in my opinion. So I think that's great. Do you have any tips for students in general other than what you just said, I guess?
I'm not sure that I have too much more other than I think that connection is really important. If you find yourself having challenges around, whether it's COVID related or school related or relationships, there may be some things don't seem quite right. Please reach out and connect with the Counseling Center and we can, if it's not the Counseling Center, we can help you connect with another resource that could be helpful. But we really would rather students reach out sooner rather than later, because it's much easier to deal with things oftentimes when it's early on in a process. And in a typical year, we see 2,700 students at least. And so there's a lot of students that use our services and we help them in a variety of ways. And over the last few years, we've really tried to build out the variety of services, knowing that our students have a variety of different needs and diverse needs. And so we want to try to find a pathway for students to reach out and get connected with a service that best matches up.
All right, well, those are all the questions I have. Thank you so much, Dr. Chris Hogan, the Director and Chief Psychologist. the counseling center. I want to mention that you can go to the counseling center's website at counseling.appstate.edu. Thank you so much for your time. It's well appreciated. I know a bunch of students are very thankful for the counseling centers. The space you offer, even in online, seems like y'all are doing a great job at hitting different types of students' needs, and just everything y'all do, we're really appreciative. Thank you.
Can I just add in maybe one other thing? I'm not sure that I mentioned this earlier, but I want to make sure that people know that all of our services right now at the counseling center are free to students.
Yes.
So sometimes students ask about that, and I think it's a great benefit that at this point we can make our services free for students.
Thank you for adding that. Thank you so much.
The Counseling Center also offers a link for free online screenings that are anonymous, and you can receive feedback. You can find this on the Counseling Center's website, www.counseling.appstate.edu. You can find it on the tab with self-help and free screenings. Thank you for listening to App 1800. My name is Eris Sodermilk.